even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, anytime I hear somebody say we're in a boring news day, there's nothing boring about today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Everything just gets more interesting. If you think you're bored, if you think there's something important going on, it means you're captured. I got so much insane stuff to cover, I can't even keep track of it. But at the end of the day, humanity is in control of its own destiny if we step into that. Now, I may have to do this tomorrow because I loaded for bear, man. I got like 15 clips and all this stuff about AI and data centers. I've been trying to get to a little bit of it. But man, this is really important. And first, it starts out from a spiritual perspective and a human perspective with RFK Jr. And then the pastor asked ChatGPT, if you were the devil, what would you do? Wait till you hear this. Now, you think, oh, God, AI is so smart. It's plagiarizing Paul Harvey. But you have to have a great knowledge, not a great knowledge, but some knowledge to know that, or at least knowledge of that. It's like, oh, what a great poetry. How deep. Paul Harvey, 1970s. You actually know it's Paul Harvey. He only changes a few words. But like, oh, so deep. It's showing you humanity. It's showing you us. And you just bow down to it. But it has to scoop everything we're doing. But let's go back to your phone calls and finish up with these. No more callers after this, guys, because we're almost out of time. I notice they're taking more calls. It's okay. Who's up next in the order they received? Jason in Ohio. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with the Iran war, so Israel pretty much is looking to wage war with most of the Middle East, correct?
Greater Israel Project, yeah, they openly announced it, yeah.
Yeah, so the funny thing about that is that means that Benjamin Netanyahu and the other leaders of Israel are the biggest anti-Semites. Because if you look at what the word Semite actually means, it's not exclusive to the Jewish people or the people of Israel. So it's actually the people in that region, you know, all the groups, races, religions. So that would actually mean that they are the largest anti-Semites. So I think we should start using
all I
that.
Know is, yeah, that's true. But I mean, look, and the Muslims all want to kill them too. I get it. The point is we shouldn't be tied to it and we shouldn't be a part of it. And Israel's not dealing in good faith, just trying to protect itself. It's funding terror groups. It put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria with Turkey so they can blow that up later. It's just like our government puts in bad people in regime change. They founded Hamas. They funded Hamas. I don't want to hear this crap of, oh, we've got to go to war with all the Muslims. Israel wants to pick one country off after another and take their land and then have us backstop it. I'm done.
I think you might have missed the point, though.
I get it. The Semite means basically Middle Eastern Arab. I've heard that. Yeah. I know it's true.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is you can actually fix the fake MAGA movement, like shut down the fake MAGA movement by using that word, because then they can't twist that word around.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. When you get called anti-Semite, people love that. I can wear a Hitler outfit and be more popular. People are so anti-Israel. So I think like, I'm not disagreeing with you overall, maybe with some liberal or something. Oh, God, I'm not anti-Semitic. They're all Semitic over there. I've heard that. I know that talking point. And I'm not saying it's not true. It's just that you can say, oh, Israel, don't be anti-Semitic. You think they care?
For example, you know, the fake MAGA movement keeps trying to say that everybody against MAGA is the anti-Semite.
Yeah, and it's like 80% unpopular. It's like 80% unpopular. Yeah. It's not working. It's like calling someone racist.
Well, I mean, using the word against them back.
Like, no, I know, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have any power. So 30 years ago, people would say Israel's anti-Semitic. It's blowing up Semites. I get that. I'm saying now it doesn't matter. Thanks for the call. The old paradigm doesn't matter. But I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you overall. I'm just saying it's an old argument. People are so sick of the establishment, they love Hitler. They haven't studied Hitler and the fact that he was bad and crazy just because some of the Jews were doing bad stuff doesn't mean Hitler's suddenly good. I'm actually well-researched in it and had family that fought in World War II and, you know, saw the angles. He had deals with the main Jewish groups to let Jews out if they paid the Jewish groups money. If they didn't pay money to Madeleine Albright's dad, they killed him. So I don't like, oh, Hitler's good because we're saying the Jews over here are bad. It's more sophisticated. I appreciate your call. All right, up next. Who's up next here? William in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I've been watching you ever since I was 17 years old in high school.
Well, how old are you now, Jedi?
I am 28 now. Just had my birthday yesterday.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Well, anyway, you know, I guess I'll be quick with you since you got to get to the news. This Hensa virus and COVID and all that, you know, there's still so many people that fall for it, and it kind of surprises me. Nobody has any pattern recognition skills anymore. Like, they just want to be spoon-fed everything.
They love one-dimensional, exactly the exact same pattern, exact same liars, exact same fraud of COVID now with Junta, and some people still want to believe it.
Well, it's with everything. They don't read their history. They don't. If they read their history, they'd see the pattern. It's all the playbook's already been played out. They just repeat the same thing over and over and over again, and people are shocked that it's new. But I don't blame them for not knowing because they don't read, they don't study, they don't look at all these different things.
Well, that's what George Orwell said in Essays by 1984. He said it's an allegory of the future. He saw if the Fabian socialists that he was high level in that he broke with were in control. He said they'll dumb people down so much you can't even explain things to them because they're too ignorant.
Yeah, and I've ordered your book, The Great Reset, signed. I've handed them out. I actually gifted one signed to one of my friends. So I've been trying to get the information out there. Products I think you need to bring back is Lung Cleanse that had the colloidal silver in it. Phenomenal product. I really think
it's a great product. We should bring back the colloidal silver and stuff. I agree.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I have pretty much everything I wanted to say.
Thank you. Yeah, when we sell colloidal silver that's sold at Whole Foods for 20 years and totally works, it is incredible. And now it's sold at Walgreens everywhere else and in hospitals. They don't even spray iodine. They spray colloidal silver down to kill stuff. The left goes and files complaints with our shopping carts and says we're selling poison and gets us banned. And somehow that still works. So it's all harassment. If you can't get a product, it's because of the harassment. Now I was selling colloidal silver 30 years ago when nobody was. Now it's all proven to be great. You know, it's another form of antibiotic. Another stuff doesn't work. And people ask, you know, why are you not doing this? Well, you don't know the inside baseball of the crap that goes on. But we don't whine. We're not victims. Just support us, spread the word, pray for the broadcast. That's all I ask for. But if I told you about all the ongoing harassment to frustrate our work, it would take the whole show up. So I don't give the enemy what they want. I just cover the news, and they can piss up a rope. All right. Up next here, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I've called before. I talked about some, like, where I think the future's going, and I thought Kamala was going to win just because what I see, you know, in my life with the people I live with. But I'm for sure convinced Trump is bought and sold. And when that guy was on that last guest you had, and he still has faith in, like, what Trump is saying and doing, it breaks my heart. And I want to see what you think about that.
Well, I mean, Peter Tichtin was the main lawyer day one exposing the fraud in the trenches, despite them trying to debar him and put him in jail. And he sees lesser of evils and sees the Democrats and then wants to reform things. And I overall can't disagree with that. I've been going against Trump to get him to get back on the straight and narrow. But regardless, I mean, what is the option? Would you have rather had Kamala Harris?
No, because I don't believe in communism. I believe in capitalism. But like they say, the top communist knows that capitalists and the communists, there's a guy above them. And I'm just thinking, like, when are we going to start as a whole to recognize that there's still someone pulling the strings? Trump isn't all.
Well, there's not someone. We know. Have you read Tragedy and Hope?
No, I have not.
1,100 pages. I have twice. Have you read Between Two Ages, The Tetrachronic Era?
No, sir.
I recommend you do. Have you read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich? You're sure.
No, sir.
Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Order. Order of the Death Head.
I have not, no.
Have you read The Battle for Gaul?
No, sir.
Have you read Confucius?
All my experience is life experience. I was in the military.
Have you read Sun Tzu?
Some of that, yeah. And I got
By the way, I wasn't trying to that I've read the globalist white papers they think we're too dumb to read about how this works, okay? And so it's very sophisticated, but it's also very simple at the end of the day. Is something a centralizing effect or a decentralizing effect? And Trump, for his first 9 years or so, was a decentralizer. That's why they didn't like him. For whatever reason, he's become more and more captured. That doesn't mean I'm not going to still put pressure through key lawyers that advise him to get him back on track. I'm not going to give up while I criticize him and say we got to get other options. I'm still going to try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow. Does that make sense?
It does, but it seems like it's falling on deaf ears, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I've been a little successful at getting stuff done. You say fall on deaf ears. Why are the neocons coming out lying to Trump about me and trying to get him to demonize me to turn me, you know, to really get me to go after him? It's because the people have power. Appreciate your call. I've said this about 5,000 times. I'll say it again. Probably only 2,000 times. What is the devil's greatest trick? We're all told it's he doesn't exist. That's one of his other tricks, not number one. Number one is good don't exist. What's the corporate media always say? I'm not real. I work for somebody. I'm a fraud. I'm lying.